Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
I understand why this is brought up. When this first came up on my first year at the BOCC, I opposed this, and the newspaper, you know, wrote a whole article about that. And what I found was a lot of folks actually agreed with me, wrote comments, said that this policy is ridiculous. It causes more traffic. The bridge is a man-made bridge.
This is James Calkins in Santa Rosa County at the County Commission meeting talking about the reduction annually of the speed limit on Navarre Causeway to, you know, lower speeds so that you can protect the shorebirds who might be nesting in the vicinity. And he says this is terrible. Every year he opposes it. Every year the other commissioners look at him like, why you hate birds, sir? you know, because it's just like, you know, we change out the lights to protect the turtles and we change the speed limits to protect the birds. And nobody likes going 20, okay, in the seashore. But you do it because you don't want to kill the birds. I mean, this is being a good steward, you know? That's kind of the idea. So James Calkins continues.
The problem what we have out in that bridge is people are feeding the birds, attracting the birds to the location where the cars are. And so I don't think we need to reduce the speed limit because that's going to cause more traffic on Navarre Beach.
What? Okay, he goes on.
When I first said that on the first round in the first year, I took a risk in that position. And what I learned is, I thought I was the only one to start with that. And then, you know, when I saw a tidal wave of support of people coming to me in Navarre and saying, I wish you had two more commissioners to actually listen to us on this issue, I was actually proud of that vote.
All right, so he's not backing down, obviously. Meanwhile, the question of what the birds do or don't respond to in terms of feeding, whether that's appropriate or not, Commissioner Colton Wright, who is in the Gulf Breeze and Midway area, Tiger Point, is asking Commissioner Ray Eddington, who is from Navarre, that's his area of representation.
Thank you. Just for discussion, I'm just curious, Commissioner Eddington, have you had anyone reach out to you and tell you that they're upset about the birds? Or I'm curious if you've seen anyone feed the birds.
I've had two or three people complain about the speed. That's it.
About going too slow?
But nobody has said anything about feeding the birds. I don't believe, for a little short of time, no big deal to me. I slow down. And I think just leave it like it, what they want, 20 miles an hour, be fine for a little while. What, a couple months? All it is. We can live with that, I think.
So, Commissioner Calkins says people are feeding the birds. Reddington's like, I don't think so. Colton Wright says,
yeah, it's a federally protected species. It's not like a duck you can throw at bread. It's my understanding they only feed on live creatures out in the water, but I don't know. It's the first time in 30 years I've lived in Santa Rosa County I've ever heard anyone talk about feeding those birds, but maybe it's happened. So I welcome people to tell me if they see someone feeding those birds.
So apparently the bird feeding story is not so reliable. I do not personally consider myself an expert on these birds, so I don't want to weigh in. But if Colton Wright and Ray Eddington and also Kerry Smith.
Take it from the brother of a bird nerd. Now, my brother is a bird nerd. I call him and I say, hey, I took a picture of this bird. What kind of bird is it? And he'd appreciate it. He's a big old linebacker from college, and he's the last guy you'd think was a bird nerd. But anyway, the skimmer bird, you're not going to feed the skimmer bird, and you're not going to feed the least tern.
So the three of them cry foul nonsense. This claim by James Calkins is, and I just think they're tired of it all. They're just tired of the stump speech and the campaigning, the silliness, the nonsense, the things that can't be backed up. Sam Parker, a different take on the subject as a former cop.
So me and my wife do visit Navarre Beach a few times each year, and that's why I always joke and say we're just like tourists. We show up, wow, it's beautiful. We don't live down there. You see a lot of folks walking right alongside the road. Unfortunately, a lot of those folks that are walking alongside the road are intoxicated to various levels or small children. And we all know if we have some insurance. So I'm going to go back to, I think, just common sense. But really, my time is being a deputy and thinking about, you know, I've seen enough people mauled and maimed from hitting vehicles to last more than a lifetime. I support reducing the speed limit for the safety of those people on the road. Even if you said, Sam, I want to make it permanent, I'd still support it. So that's my reasoning, is for the safety of the people walking up and down the road.
It's, look, I don't like to drive slow over the Bob Sykes Bridge. I don't like to drive slow over the Navarre Causeway. I don't like to drive slow anywhere. But at the same time, you are going to the beach. I mean, how fast you got to get there? You know, slow down a little bit.
Nobody takes
will be
that
okay.
road unless they're ready for the scenic route.
Yeah, I mean,
just know it.
Just, it's not a big deal. It's just not that big of a deal. So, yeah, they went ahead and 4-1, they voted for it. And, you know, they're lowering the speed limit again this year to protect the shoreboards and the drunk children. Isn't that what Sam Parker said? Oh, drunks and children? Okay, fair enough. 8:16 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yeah, never mind. I'm going to hold that joke. As we take a look
another
at our
first.
Roads, I was going to say it's Cervantes. South Navy Boulevard resurfacing project will continue with utility sidewalk and curb repair and the outer northbound lane as you're making your way to NAS. And daytime lane closures, not just today, but all the way through Friday, as I understand. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're 64 turning 65, you're going to change from what's probably been most of your life on traditional health insurance over to Medicare. And if you obviously have never done that before, that can be a little bit, you know, apprehension-inducing, right? And if people are calling you or emailing you or writing you letters, and it can feel stressful, and what's going on? I don't know. And what is Medicaid? And what is Advantage? And what is, you know, supplement? And which things apply to me? Which things don't apply? Just call Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend. I've known her as long as I've lived here. If I were 64, I would be calling her, okay? Her whole family does insurance, and this is the slice of it that she handles. So she can help you answer those questions and get transitioned over onto Medicare. Easy. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance, or just, you know, look her up online.
ECUA's free recycling coach app is here. Discover which materials are recyclable, receive automatic reminders on waste collection, schedules, and holiday update, and use the report a problem feature to schedule a special pickup or report a missed pickup. What's more, there's educational information on a wide variety of recycling topics and resources. Download the Recycling Coach app today with the App Store or Play Store. Also accessible from the ECUA website. That's ecua.fl.gov.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Join Ballet Pensacola this April and enter the magical land of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, an enchanting story set in a lush forest complete with love triangles and feuding fairy kingdoms. Adults and children alike will enjoy this playful romp called A Dream. Unearthly beings such as fairies intermingle with the real world, connected with love and magic. Ballet Pensacola performances are April 21st and 23rd. Tickets available online at balletpensacola.org or call the Pensacola Little Theater box office today.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
You complete me.
I'm ready for it.
Good morning, 8:19 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, bearded. Actually, the only one who looks like ZZ Top is Bobby Rossi. You know, he would be the one to qualify.
He does a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He has that beard.
You give me 100 years, and I'm still not getting anywhere close to that.
I've never seen you with facial hair.
Well, so my wife hates it.
Oh, there you
she
go.
She just
happy
can't
life,
stand
happy
it.
Life.
That's exactly right. She's like, you. So I remember one time when we were living in Phoenix, and she was gone back with her mom and the kids for a couple of weeks, and in St. Louis, and I let it grow. Because I thought, this is my chance.
Yeah.
This is my chance.
Sure.
And it got to a nice, robust, like, maybe at, like, I don't know, 3/16 of an inch. You know, like, it was not very much.
Sure.
And she comes back, and she's like, oh, interesting. And she's like, would you like to kiss me? I'm like, yep. Yeah. Not until you shave it. Off it goes.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like that. That's easy. Easy choice. 820 on News Radio.
Just trying to picture you with a beard. How is Burning Man this year?
It's not impressive. David Wayne is in the newsroom. Unlike David, who does have a very impressive beard. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Republican-led House Judiciary Committee holding a crime-related field hearing today in Manhattan. They're focusing on what the committee calls pro-crime and anti-victim policies led by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The committee says the hearing is looking to question Bragg on policies that may have contributed to a spike of violent crime in New York. Classes back in session at Rutgers. The university and its unions reached a settlement in their contract talks over the weekend. In a statement, Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway said the deal provides fair and equitable wages. Faculty members had been working without a contract for almost years, one of the biggest walkouts in higher education. And an Ohio teenager has died after taking over-the-counter medication. They say it was part of a TikTok challenge. 13-year-old Jacob Stevens reportedly took a dozen Benadryl pills. Apparently, there were videos on TikTok telling him that it would produce hallucinations. Family members say that the teen was being filmed by his friends when he went into seizures and had to be rushed to the hospital. Terrible. Terrible thing there.
Oh, that's awful. David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, 437-1620. It's 822 here on News Radio 92.3. You know, one of the interesting, to me, the April 15th, which is my son's birthday, okay? 16th is proposal day, and the 15th is my son's birthday. Years apart. By the way, just, you know, in case you're wondering, the proposal was first by quite a bit. Anyway, but the 15th, which is historically tax day, is one of those, like, God, everything happened on the 15th. Let's talk about the bad things that happened on the 15th, okay? It's tax day. That's bad. Lincoln died being shot the last evening, right? Lincoln died on 1865. The Titanic sank.
On tax day?
On 1912. That's right. Titanic sank. Hit an iceberg the night before and sank on the 15th. You had a crash occurred at Hillsborough Stadium, like a crush during the FA Cup semifinal. 96 people died. And Liverpool fans, 96 Liverpool fans died, 1989. You had the Boston Marathon bombing, 2013, which killed 3 and injured 264 others. And in 2014, you had 200 female students declared missing after the mass Boko Haram kidnapping in Nigeria.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
A lot of bad stuff has happened on the 15th of April. But here's, you know, they say beware the Ides of March, right? That's Shakespeare, but beware the Ides of of April. But here's the other side. This is the most fascinating thing. Okay, obviously good things have happened too. Preliminary articles of the peace ending the American Revolutionary War, 1783. GE was formed in 1892. The first Olympiad closed in 1896. Insulin became available in 1923. Rand McNally, first road atlas, 1924. Jackie Robinson debuted, 1947. Okay, the B-52 flew for the first time in 1952. McDonald's opened its first franchise in 1955, and the Ford Mustang rolled off of the showroom floor.
1964.
Very good. Right. Well done, 1964.
64 and a half.
And my son was born.
Yeah, and Tammy Ward celebrated a birthday Saturday, too.
See,
yeah,
exactly.
It's easy to remember.
Yeah. So it's just kind of a weird day for all kinds of really horrible things and all kinds of really good things, you know, and it's a personal note for me, too. 824 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I'm not going to get into that. I do have a funny. Oh, all right, fine. We talked about this a couple hours ago, but, you know, not everybody listens to the whole show. I get it. You heard a little bit about this Bud Light thing.
Oh, Bud Light. Okay.
Where they kind of bought into trying to appeal to a younger demographic by sponsoring Dylan Mulvaney with the cans, right. And you've heard all about
this. A guy dressed as Holly Golightly.
That's exactly right.
It's weird. I mean,
did you happen to see now, and Bud Light like went offline off Twitter. They went back on just recently with a TGIF with a question mark. Is it okay for us to come back in this space yet? No. 2,500 comments, no later. The answer is no, not yet. But they also have a new ad. Budweiser has a new ad. I'll tell you about that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. South Navy Boulevard resurfacing project continuing today and running through Friday. Utility, sidewalk, and curb repair may require daytime lane closures. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, I strongly recommend Frontier Motors because of the way they take care of you, the prices, the quality, all that. But the selection, like you go to one place and they've got all these almost new cars in one place, all the different makes and models, and you can test drive all the sedans and directly compare them one to another. 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices, all the SUVs, all the trucks, all the sedans, all the runarounds, the economy car, like, and then I recommend drive something that's outside of your zone. You know, maybe you drive a Jeep for the very first time ever. Maybe you drive a minivan for the first time ever or a pickup truck. Just try it. Why not? You're already there. Make it a date. You know, have a good time with it. Anyway, Frontier is a great place for good quality used cars. Huge selection, 300 on the lot at any moment. More than 25 years serving the Pensacola community right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So Budweiser. Budweiser comes out with a Fix Our Image ad over the weekend, featuring, of course, Clydesdales running all over the country, demonstrating how Budweiser really is the all-American company.
Let me tell you a story about a beer rooted in the heart of America.
A beer that loves a country.
Found in a community where a handshake is a sure contract.
And also horses.
Brewed for those who found opportunity in challenge and hope.
And baseball.
In tomorrow. Raised by generations. Willing to sip. Share. Risk.
We love kids.
Remember.
We love old people.
This is a story bigger than beer.
We love everything you love.
This is the story of the American spirit.
Please come back to us. Please come back. Look, this is a great ad. It's the kind of ad that when you watch it, prior to the most recent stuff, you would have said, best ad of the Super Bowl. And what you're saying now is, reset.
Just best pandering ad
nothing,
ever.
Nothing to see over there. There's nothing. We didn't do nothing. And we're just this is all we have ever been. We didn't glitch out. We didn't. So anyway, we'll see. You know, we'll see. And of course, the problem you have now is, if you'd have put out this ad only, everybody'd be like, oh, it's awesome. Well, now you put this out as the fixer to the other ad, and everybody's going to see it as pandering, because it is.
It is.
It's absolutely. Hey, you know that little thing we did over here with the transgender person? Don't worry about that. Just look at the Clydesdales. We look. So, I don't know, man. I don't have much of an opinion about them. It's not my beer. I told you before, I drink beer based on taste, not based on Clydesdales. But, you know, whatever. 4-3-7. And they make a lot of good beers. I mean, there's a lot of, like, Anheuser-Busch owns a lot of lines. Like Goose Island, you know, is, I think, one of their lines. And I love Goose Island products. So, what do you mean, ugh?
Is that an IPA? I forgot.
Goose Island makes a lot of different things, including an IPA, including Bourbon County, the best once a year available. Anyway, I
don't know. Like, pale ale, I don't know. I thought it sounded fancy, like Soda Pop, and it doesn't.
Smells like broccoli. 437-1620. No, they really do. All right, what else do we have going on? I don't have time to get into that. Later. Oh, how about this, though? Oh, man. I can't stay away from the stuff that just makes me unhappy. This is the newest thing. I couldn't believe this. This is in the New York Post over the weekend. You've got an ad for, have you ever heard of Honey Burdette? It's a luxury lingerie line.
No.
I don't know. It's, I guess, out of my price range. I'd never heard of them. They got like 60 shops around the country. So they're running a line. They're running an ad now with, I can't make this up. A very muscular, handsome dude.
Yeah.
Wearing their stuff
for Bud Light.
Not in partnership with Bud Light.
Oh, okay.
The company that used to market itself as a luxury lingerie brand created by women for women, no longer. They are now a luxury lingerie company for all. And they said in their note that, let's see, where was this? While thoughtful and constructive discussions are important to push culture forward, hate speech and bullying will not be tolerated on our channels. Comments of this negative nature will be deleted. I'm just telling you that nothing has so little appealed to me about lingerie in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make you want to run
out and get one. No, and what I want to buy from a company where what I'm thinking in the back of my mind is, I don't know, he wore it better.
Yeah, right?
No, the answer is no.
That's why I wear Duluth Trading Company.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The House Judiciary Committee holding a New York City field hearing with victims of violent crime, questioning whether progressive DAs like Alvin Bragg are putting public safety at risk to focus on political agendas like prosecuting Donald Trump. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy addressing the New York Stock Exchange on the need to cut spending while raising the debt ceiling. Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone quotes the speaker.
The longer President Biden waits to be sensible, to find agreement, the more likely it becomes that his administration will bumble into the first default in our nation's history. Now, addressing the debt requires us to come together, find common ground, and reduce spending. I'll put that in big quotes there. Defaulting on our debt, not an option, but neither is a future of higher taxes, he says, higher interest rates, higher inflation, more dependence on China.
And Tesla maker Elon Musk warns Fox's Tucker Carlson.
What's happening is they're training the AI to lie.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 62 sunshine right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. A 70-year-old cantonment man has died after a crash on Highway 95A early this morning, happened near Quintet Road, and the Florida Highway Patrol says the man lost control going around a curve, then hit a tree. He was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. The legacy of local attorney Fred Levin lives on. Thousands of people turned out for the Fred Levin Way Street Festival on Sunday. There was food, giveaways, prizes, nonprofits were there highlighting their services. Levin's son helped to organize the event. He says it was his family's way of giving back to the community. Some lanes on South Navy Boulevard near NAS Pensacola will be closed today for a lane resurfacing project. This will be including utility, sidewalk, and curb repair in the outer northbound lanes coming out of the NAS. And they say you can expect lane closures daily until this work is finished. That'll probably be at least the rest of the week. Authorities asking people to be extra cautious. They're headed through that area. Some strong storms hit the area over the weekend. One home in Myrtle Grove suffered substantial damage when a tree fell on it. Fire crews had to be called out there when the owner of the home smelled smoke at that house, and they say they were able to cut the power before it turned into a full-blown fire. There were also several power outages over the weekend because of those storms. Some in Pensacola, also thousands of people were out in Baldwin and Mobile counties for a time on Saturday. Well, if you were headed down Gulf Beach Highway on Sunday, you might have seen a crowd at Gary's Brewery and Beer Garden. They were hosting a goat yoga event. What exactly is goat yoga? Well, just like it sounds, it's a yoga class, but apparently they had baby goats as well. The event was hosted by Disco Lemonade Yoga Studio, based in downtown Pensacola. They say it combines the benefits of animal therapy and yoga to help people feel good. The events are hosted at various local breweries every month. Police in Alabama say four people are dead and more than two dozen people injured after a mass shooting at a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama.
28 individuals injured during the course of the incident. Some of those injuries are critical. They are in critical condition, and that's why it's so important. And we absolutely need everyone to continue to pray.
And that happened at a dance studio again in Dadeville, northeast of Montgomery. Reports say that more than a dozen teenagers were injured in that shooting. Governor DeSantis expected to announce some new measures against Disney today. This coming after Disney signed a 30-year development deal with its former oversight board immediately after that, or before that board, I should say, was dissolved and replaced by a state-appointed board. The New York Post reporting the governor is proposing a way for lawmakers to avoid that deal, get control back to the state. 8:34 here, News Radio 92.3. And Let's get an update on your traffic on the fives with Candy.
I heard you talking about the accident earlier in Cantonment, and of course that has been moved off to the side, but really bad. That was a lot earlier this morning before the show even started. Taking another look, it looks like the accident has been cleared up off I-10 westbound near mile marker 16, so that's not an issue. 98 not showing any slowdowns or delays, and again, do watch for the resurfacing project on Navy Boulevard if you're heading to Pensacola NAS or leaving from it. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer. Good morning. Weather forecast is a little bit chilly to start for Monday and this work week in the upper 40s to 50s, but daytime highs in the 70s with sunny skies for not only here on Monday, but for the next couple of days. Beautiful weather as we head through the work week with maybe a small rain chance by Friday and for the upcoming weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Joseph. 62 degrees right now. The sun shining. Beautiful morning in Pensacola. It's 63 in Gulf Breeze and 57 in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. The Dow Jones up at... up 2086 this morning at 33,907.33. The S&P 500 up 182 at 4,139.33. The NASDAQ up 1183 at 12,135.30. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate this morning is up at 3.562%. Gold prices down today at 2013.80. Silver prices at 25.48. Time running out. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, the IRS deadline for filing is tomorrow. And if you haven't submitted your forms, you can request an extension, delaying the deadline for paperwork until October 16th. But the extension doesn't apply to payments that are owed. Workers in the tech industry say they're concerned about losing their jobs to chatbots and artificial intelligence. According to the job firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas, there's already been a 5% increase in tech job cuts the first 3 months of this year than during all of 2022. Job losses in the tech field on pace to top those in 2001 during the dot-com bust. The Super Mario Brothers movie continuing to rule the box office here in North America. The Universal film based on the Nintendo video game earned another $87 million in its second weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Second place movie at the theaters was The Pope's Exorcist, made just over $9 million last weekend. It's 8:37, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether it's Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on Minority Health, Take Down Tobacco Day, and the Biggest Baby Shower. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I need your email pet peeves. That's what we're doing today. Email pet peeves, 437-1620. What are the things that other people do in the emails that bother you, irritate you, annoy you? 437-1620. Candy, you have
like
anything?
Like specific ones? Because I can go through every person.
Let me just look at my email and see what I see.
No. Carbon copying the boss.
Oh.
I mean, something that's not your job in the first place.
Oh, like they're saying, I'm watching you and they're watching you too kind of thing?
Yeah, like this is something I asked you to do, so I just need you to do it and come back to do it. And it's like, okay. Yeah, I know. Brutal. The last time that happened, I quit. There was a lot.
Oh, here, let me get an email going.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Oh, man.
Wait, I don't know. No, I didn't understand that at all.
No, it's fine.
All right, so there's a lot of them.
But when that happens.
437-1620, 437-1620. I'll tell you, this one actually, the question is emails, but it kind of came up for me in the context of online, social media.
Yeah, sure.
Everything in all caps.
Ugh. I don't need the shouting.
Shh. You don't need to yell. Honestly, it's hard to read. I find it hard to read. Something that's printed in all caps is difficult to read. They sometimes do this for us, like, I don't know, we do events and there's a script.
Sure.
And somebody, or like the ad folks, they send us copy for an ad that we're
supposed
to read. And it's in all caps, as though that's supposed to be easier. My brain doesn't read that. My brain has read books my entire life. I need to see capitalized first letter, proper name. You know, like,
that's just the way copywriting teaches you.
But it's terrible.
I know. It's weird for us now. But yeah, they teach you to do that in school.
And especially like what you think happens when you write in all caps is that people listen more carefully. Oh, they mean it.
I better pay attention.
It's the opposite. You undermine your point because most people are like, ugh, not listening. And also, stop screaming at me. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, not changing the subject line when the subject has clearly changed. Oh, that's good. So that you know if you're keeping emails or whatever, wherever you are on the thread, especially if there's a second subject that's popped up. Well, now we need to distinguish between these. That's a good point. Somebody here says, in all caps, horrible people that use all caps with the exclamation mark. Or multiple exclamation marks. That's exactly right. Oh, this is a bad one. This is gonna be triggering for some of you.
Okay.
And I always am very accommodating of anybody's triggering events. I want to make sure to warn you in advance. Reply all.
Oh, my gosh.
There's almost never. Not never, almost never a time to use reply all. But here's the thing. Reply all, five or fewer. If there's more than five people on the thread, you shouldn't be using reply all. And usually less than that, right? There's like a three or four or something like that. But, you know, reply all to the whole company. Oh, good Lord. Stop it. Make it end. 437-1620. I absolutely do not like it when somebody emails you 678 times when one time would have been good enough.
Absolutely.
Or if they email you and then email you again, especially before you've had a chance to answer. Now, the flip side of that is, and I have to say I'm guilty of this one, is somebody emails me a thing and I don't really want to say no, but I'm not going to say yes either. I'm bad. I just won't answer it. And if you email me again, it's like you didn't get the hint. It's not that I didn't see it. That's not the problem. I mean, sometimes that is. But generally speaking, it's like, how can I say this delicately?
You want me to be your bouncer?
I'll say it no. I'll say nothing at all. That's how I'll say it delicately.
I'd have to start checking my own email.
Oh, read receipts. Ugh. So intrusive.
I turn mine off on
my
phone.
I get them from Apple people, because you Apple people and your iPhones, and it gets a, you know, user will be notified. I'm like, no, they won't. Cancel.
Won't.
I'm not playing this game. I don't need you snooping on me. A 500-word email that is a giant run-on sentence without punctuation. All right. Agreed.
That's what we have Reddit for.
Try Twitter.
Do.
Let's see. Somebody here says, what is that's not, I don't know what that is. It's totally unrelated to this. So other things that annoy people, the blank subject line.
Oh, I hate
that. Yeah, the blank subject. Or the subject line that's not a subject, like FYI.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, personal one for me, because I get a lot of these, like, somebody's trying to set up an interview with me, and I'm never interested. Like, I can't just tell them all no, because they don't go away. But somebody will send you, you know, hey, the diet guru, and I'm like, brother, have you listened to my show? Anyway, the diet guru, bloggity blog, wants to talk to you, but they started off with RE colon, like it's a reply. Because it's meant to look like, well, I must ask them for something. In their
Absolutely.
Sense. Oh, I mean, if I could just blacklist somebody, and I guess you can. You pretend we're already having a conversation with the fake
that
reply
burns
email.
My butt. I don't want to be your friend if you're trying
nope.
to fake me into a thing.
Right. Nope.
And
no
every radio
people.
Person gets those. News people get them all the time.
No lying.
I mean, everybody, yeah.
Don't lie to me. Not interested in that at all. spam, obviously. Oh, apparently people get really torqued off about the sign-off you use or the greeting.
Oh,
seriously, there's like this whole list of the preferred and the dispreferred sign-offs and greetings. The most loathed greeting is no greeting to whom it may concern. Hey, or, you know, hey, greetings. The worst ways to end an email: love, nothing, warmly, cheers, yours truly, yours faithfully, talk soon. Apparently, these are all things people don't like.
Oh, gosh.
So it's easy to offend people. People are easily offended, you know. 437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays for the most part. An accident that has been cleared, by the way. I-10 westbound at mile marker 16. A new one just popped up in Milton at Highway 90 and South Airport Road in Milton. It looks like that's clear as well. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And you can text however you want. I appreciate it.
People are texting us
no
snarky
angers.
Things. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's okay. I love you.
Oh, marking an email urgent when it ain't.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, that's true. No proofreading. Having a blank subject line, kisses XXX in a work email. Oh man, I'd take more of that. That seems fun to me. I'm not
watch
sending,
out, Chef
just
Wayne.
Receiving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't send me to HR. I'm fine. Subject line question. Oh yeah, no, that's just put in the subject line. See, you got to think like a recipient, right? It's like all things. You got to if you're advertising, think like the person who's hearing the ad. If you're sending an email, think like the person receiving the email. If you're, you know, whatever it is, always think like the other person. Do a little golden ruling of it. That's the idea. 437-1620. Somebody that uses, does that make sense in an email? I don't know. Andrew just sent out a reply all that says, just send out a reply all that says no.
that's a good idea.
That won't get all the marketers, though. That's unfortunate. 847 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you got a car to get work on, especially if it's an import, a Beamer, a Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, you can take it to the dealership. You can pay more, travel farther, and you know, all the fun that is. Or you could take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time. You don't have to take them to the dealership. Same for the diesel engines. You don't have to go to the dealership. I know not everybody works on them. Bobby Likas does. Your daily runaround, your sedan, whatever the case may be. Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on, and the idea is to prevent the big stuff. Like, see them for the routine preventative maintenance so you don't have to see them for the catastrophe. You know, you can prevent the catastrophe. If you do the preventative maintenance properly, that's kind of the idea. Carfax, top-rated service center in 2021 of 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what exactly do they mean?
How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday at 9 to join me, Tasca King, and I'll show you how to navigate through the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. That's Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Look at all the lovely people.
Good morning, 8:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, weird, that's like my favorite Beatles song. I love that. I love it. Yeah, I know. It's
such a bummer.
I know it's such a depressing song, but I just love the sound of it. It's just such a beautiful sound.
Have you seen Yesterday? Side note, the Beatles, maybe?
Yes, I think I have, yeah.
That was really good.
I know. That's the one where everybody had forgotten all the songs.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
That was very good.
I saw this article the other day. I just thought it was fascinating. The headline, "Losing Weight Ruined My Marriage." And, you know, so it got my attention. It was at Newsweek. And I'm reading the article. And basically, you have this woman who, you know, she said she was always fit, but she was never particularly fat. Okay. But I mean, she's never particularly thin, but she was also not fat. She's kind of somewhere in between. And young mother, married, moved to the United Kingdom. She's from Brazil. And after 6 months, married my second husband. And she, this is the one where it matters. And she worked in a worked at a hotel, and the food they served wasn't very healthy, you know, spaghetti, meatballs, burgers. My husband loved to cook, so in the evenings, he made traditional English dishes like shepherd's pie, and they ordered fish and chips or Indian takeout, and they'd sit around and, you know, they'd drink and drink a lot, and, you know, all the things that make you fat, sure. And she said that she gained 30 kilos. That's, what, 180 pounds? I don't know. it's like 60, I think. I think a kilo is 2.2 pounds, something like that. Anyway, she went from a size, she started wearing a size 20, which is 16 in the U.S. Anyway, she said that she started to feel bad about all this, and so she started to drink less, and she started to eat a little bit healthier, and she started to lose weight. And what she discovered was that her husband, she felt happier with herself, felt good about it. And the problem was that this was friction with her husband because all of the things that they used to do together didn't quite work right. Because
the cooking, the stuff
that she ate, he didn't really like. And the stuff that he cooked, she didn't eat anymore. The sitting around and eating food and takeout and going to the pub and all that, those kind of activities that were sort of food and drink centric, she didn't really enjoy anymore. She wanted to go for a walk, wanted to drive away and go explore and do energy activity kinds of things, and he wasn't interested, and she joined a gym, and what he discovered at a gym is there's lots of other people out there who might be interested in you. And so, you know, they decided to part ways. She had been married for about a decade, had a 10-year-old son, and to me, that's, sadly, you can see how all of that would happen. Because when one person makes a big change, you know, especially a change that involves very intimate things like food is a very, you know, common connection point for couples. You can see how exercise, daily activity, food, drink, those are things you've kind of established as centerpieces to your life and connections. And when you fracture those, there's possibly a cost to that. Now, I'm not interested in the, you know, who was right, who was wrong, all of that. I'm just saying that's a reality. You know, if you make a major change in your life that, you know, other things could go away as a result of that. And that's one of them. You know, being fit could cost you something. I don't know. I thought it was a fascinating story about, and I mean, sad. obviously a very sad story about losing a marriage that, you know, she didn't make a way for him to come along and he didn't find a way to come along with her somehow to, you know, save their relationship and work together and be, you know, loving people anymore. But very understandable, the kind of stuff you don't maybe think through. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3. You look like you want to say, but you're not sure you want to know.
No, it just happens. I mean, like. I don't know. Like when I started taking dance classes, you remember that?
I don't.
Not that you had 2015.
Okay.
Okay. No, but it doesn't matter. Some guys just like heavy chicks.
There you go.
And now they have one. Another one. I gained it all back. But it does happen though. If you're not doing the energy thing together, the walking together, the cooking together, you know,
all the activities.
Yeah, it does. There's a lot of stuff that'll separate you. Plus you have more energy to go out and do things and be more social. And if
your shared activity is TV and all of a sudden you'd rather go walking and you don't want to watch TV and sit around.
And the other partner doesn't, I know. Or even see what the inside of a gym looks like. You know, it's true.
That's exactly right. 437-1620 Crawfish Festival 2023. That is coming up April 28th through Sunday, April 30th in Seville Square and Fountain Park.
I know. Gosh, it's already
right
here.
Already. Find out more at newsradio923.com. Dixon School of Arts and Sciences is announcing the Dixon Dub Friday, April 28th at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. It's a lip sync battle, always a good thing. And of course, that's a fantastic fundraiser event for Dixon School of the Arts. And the Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off returns to Seville Quarter Saturday, April 22nd. Amateur professional teams compete for bragging rights. Best gumbo in Pensacola. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is the beneficiary there. Newsradio923.com for information. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Traffic tips, text 437-1620. And we're not showing any slowdowns for you right now. At one, in front of the gate for NAS, as I understand. And it's not all the time, but there are some daytime lane closures. And not just today. But all the way through Friday as they continue the resurfacing project for South Navy Boulevard. Like I said, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you've got a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, the temperature, the pressure, any of those kinds of things are problems for you in your plumbing, then give Barbary a call. They will take care of you. They'll fix it. It's flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time that it takes. Barbary Plumbing, 477-8782. So weekend update, not from this past Saturday, although I did watch it and it wasn't that funny. I'll get that stuff for you tomorrow. But from the previous, relatively funny.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who always looks like someone told him to go home and get his shine box, signed a bill that allows Florida residents to carry concealed guns without a permit because Florida is dangerous and you just never know when someone is going to run up to you and say gay.
I mean, it's off target, but it is funny, right?
President Biden called King Charles this week to tell him that First Lady Jill Biden will attend his coronation, along with her plus one, the Iowa women's basketball team.
I'd explain that to my husband.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to know enough news to know that one, but that's always weekend update, right?
King Charles said that researchers will be given access to royal archives after it was discovered that his ancestors had shares in a slave trading company. Yeah, it was called England.
Rough.
A Virginia man who pranks people for YouTube videos was shot while tricking someone in a mall. Good. A 106-year-old woman in the Philippines has become the oldest Vogue cover model ever, beating the previous record of 29.
All on target. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Future news.
All right, it's going to be pushed off till tomorrow, the Fox versus Dominion lawsuit. Who winds up winning this
Dominion.
Deal? Yeah, I think so. I mean, Fox apparently already offered them a settlement, you know, and they didn't take it because they thought we can do better in court. They probably can. Will the Budweiser We Love Merca ad bring everybody back from the brink of Bud Light's mishap?
If Coke did this or Pepsi or, you know what I mean, if it...
Yeah.
I would. You still have your favorite flavor, right?
Yeah. I mean, does it taste different just because, you know, there's that ad out there?
I wonder if sales happen. I don't know.
Will the domes, will they build it? Will they build one in Santa Rosa County or will the Escambia County Commissioners keep throwing a stink? Again, Burgosh, Barry, and May. Will they throw a stink to keep a satellite facility of some kind at Sacred Heart?
I get exactly why they would want to do that, but I think it has to be built in Santa Rosa County to cover the four counties. But
I would love to say that everybody's going to be a statesman and realize what would make the good sense. I don't think that's going to happen. I just think it's going to be this, and it'll be a satellite facility that doesn't even get used. I don't know. That's going to be the real question. Oh, recycling. You cannot recycle right now. ECUA is short on staff. Well, if you send them only like corrugated cardboard, but it's got to be pre-sorted. I mean, it's all kinds of. They're not recycling.
Are they hiring?
Yeah, on Summit, if you take your cardboard to Summit and drop it off there. When will they be back to recycling?
Tomorrow.
A month. Yeah, it's going to be a while, I think. All right, that's it for us. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.